Nazir Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis 6:2. The Mishnah continues talking about when one has crossed the threshold to be liable for eating, if he's a Nazir and he's eating or drinking grape products. The Mishnah says, V'chayv al hayayin b'fnei atzmo, v'la navim b'fnei atzman. A person is liable independently if he drinks wine in the requisite amount. L'halacha, we said that was a revius. Or if he eats grapes in the requisite amount, we said that was l'halacha a kazayas. Or val hachartzanim b'fnei atzman, if he eats the seeds by themselves, a kazayas worth of grape seeds, val hazagin, or if he eats a kazayas amounts of the skins b'fnei atzman, all those independently he is liable for. So now, it's not too much of a chiddush over there. There's two ways really to turn attention to exactly what the Mishnah is doing here. The first is that really we're just setting the stage to say that the Tanakhama holds that if you eat just grape seeds or grape skins alone in the requisite amount, you'll be liable, which we'll see there's a machlokas on that. The other approach is that the point is that because the psukim identify the different parts of the grape independently, and therefore the monei mitzvah, the people who count the mitzvahs, identify that the separate, like drinking wine as opposed to eating grapes, etc., are different lavin. So different prohibitions of the Torah, each a separate one of the 613. So therefore, a person could be actually on the hook for multiple violations if he eats various grape products. So that would mean if one ate a kazayas of grapes, and another kazayas of grape seeds, another kazayas of grape skins, another kazayas of raisins, another, then he drank a revius of wine. So then he'd actually be on the hook for five different things. He gets five sets of malchus for those five things, assuming again that he had the proper warning, etc. So, whatever the case is, that's the Tanakhama, that's the halacha, but we see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he disagrees and he says that since the pasuk says mechartzanim va'ad zag lo yochal, the almost like the psukim seem a little, you know, a little bit of flourish there, and they say, you know, from the chartzanim until the zag, you cannot eat, and the chartzanim, let's translate here again, as the seeds, and zag is the grape skin, so chartzanim is plural, so it sounds like there's two seeds there, and until the zag, until the grape skin, that's singular. So Elazar ben Azariah understands that since the pasuk puts them together like that, so eino chayev ad sheyochol shnei chartzanim v'zagan, you have to eat two seeds and the skin. And if you eat, let's say, just, you have a whole kazayas of just skins or a whole kazayas of just seeds, you'd not be liable. And similarly, you're not liable if you have all skins and, like, say, one seed. You need to have chartzanim, two seeds, and zagan, and one set of skin, and then you'll be liable. That actually is the shita, not just of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but it's also a shita that is both got an aspect of chumra, stricture, as well as kula, leniency. The reason why is because, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if a person ate less than a kazayas, but it included two chartzanim and a zag, so then he'd be liable. Whereas the Tanakhama and the halacha is, no, you have to have a kazayas. So therefore, in that sense, he's more strict. On the other hand, if a person ate a whole kazayas worth of skins, the Tanakhama holds he's liable, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, he's not, because he didn't have the seeds yet. So, anyways, both stricture and leniency, that's his shita, based on the psukim, but halacha like Tanakhama. Now, the Mishnah has a new paragraph, if you will, and it wants to discuss, actually, the identity of the chartzanim and the zagim, which is which. So I've been translating, as the halacha does, chartzanim as seeds and zagim as skins, but actually it's a machlokas. So here the other approach is, hachartzanim elu hachitzonim. This opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that the outer part, meaning the skins of the grape, are called the chartzanim, and the zagim are elu hapanim, and those are the inner part, meaning the seeds, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees, and this halacha is how it seems to be consistent throughout most of Shas. He holds no, it's all the way around. And in fact, Rabbi Yossi doesn't even speak it out. He just says no, it's all the way around. Chartzanim are seeds, zagim are skins. He doesn't say that explicitly, but he gives you a mnemonic, a way to remember which is which. He says, shalo titaes, so you shouldn't make a mistake. You could think, kazug shel behema. Just keep in mind the bell that goes around the neck of an animal. Because when it comes to bells, there's two parts to the bell. There's the inner part, in English called the clapper, that wiggles around, and there's the outer part, you know, whatever is the brass casing that makes the bell ring when the clapper hits it. So in Hebrew, those things are called, the inner thing, the clapper, is called an inbal, and the outer thing is called the zug, its partner, zug. And here Rabbi Yehuda is giving you a mnemonic. He's saying, listen, the same way there's two parts to a bell, the inner part and outer part, there's two parts to a grape, the inner part and the outer part, the seeds and the skin, and the same way the outer part of the bell is called the zug, the outer part of the grape is called the zog. And just, it's not etymologically related, I don't believe. I think it's simply just like a mnemonic, an easy way to remember these two things. So that's what he says. He says, Shlo titayes, he shouldn't get mixed up. Kazug shel behema, think of it like the bell of an animal. Hachitzon zug, the outer part of the bell, everyone knows is the zug. Outer part of the grape is the zag. Vapanimi, inbal, and the inner part of the bell, the clapper, is called the inbal. Inner part of the grape is called the chartzan. No link there etymologically, but at least zug and zag is enough to keep things straight. And halacha is like this approach of Rabbi Yossi, that the zagim are indeed the skins, the chartzanim are the seeds, and halacha is like the Tanakama and what we saw before, that you need to have a kazayas of any of these, regardless of if you mix and match or how you mix and match them.